Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO, and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for chamber events, go to durangobusiness.org and all the upcoming programs. And for region information, Region 9, Laura and Terry, thanks for not running off. What website one more time for you guys?
So our website is region9edd.org.
All right, or just put in Region 9 in any search engine, it'll pop up. Now, you guys are, the data you collect is amazing to me, and all of the information. Now, off air, we were talking about the dashboard, and that not on a car, but what is your dashboard has a lot of information for the different communities you serve. Explain it to me.
So one of our roles is we serve as a state data affiliate, so we can get a deeper level of data that we can help communities with if they need to find out demographic data, psychographic data, you know, industry data. And so we now have a dashboard just for Joe Public on our website where you can look at all of those snapshots and you can get specific Durango data as well. So just by going on our website under the data page, you can get that. We also have a lot of data reports that we do. Livable wage is one of our most popular, where we kind of look at what is the difference between minimum wage and the amount of money you need to make per hour to make it in a community.
Right. Is it like $80 an hour now in Durango? I'm kidding.
Close. No.
Feels that way sometimes.
Yes, it does. And so that's a report we use, and we've had a lot of employers that will actually base their starting salary off of that, which is really nice.
Right.
And helps just make sure that, you know, they don't have the turnover that we can see.
Yeah.
We also have a commercial property search on our website that is for all five counties, because as much as we love Durango, there's not a lot of like light commercial,
warehousing, things of that nature. Yeah.
And so when it comes down to a business growing out of their space, and I'll use one example, Tailwinds Nutrition, which was in Bayfield, they were looking for property for a very long time. And you know, in our mind, we're economic developers. I don't want to lose that company to somewhere. And so the commercial property search is within the five counties. But honestly, if we can keep that company in our region, even if we can't keep it in a community, I'm going to do that.
Well, you mentioned that. I remember when I first took this job a little over 16 years ago, I met with Packaraft. And I remember saying,
Alpaca.
Alpaca, they make the inflatable rafts, And I remember saying, you know, maybe Mancos, Cortez possibly, you know, and I've recommended some other areas that are just less expensive because, you know, price of dirt's so much more here in Durango and trying to find that location. So, but we kept them in the region. And kind of going back to, you guys are also job creation. I know that's one of your big mantras, so to speak, that, you know, when you're loaning money, getting the job creation. But the data with your dashboard sounds like, you know, someone that is looking to maybe relocate. We used to do a relocation publication, and now I keep going no because the data changes. Well, now I'm just going to refer people to you or your website.
Aw, thanks, Jack.
And then what else? We were talking earlier. What's the other thing with the navigation?
Oh, so as you know, with the federal government, there are a lot of funding opportunities right now that are coming down. And it's overwhelming. And a lot that you hear about haven't even been released yet, but we hear about them. And so the state actually funded a grant navigator for 1 year in each region. So I mentioned there's 14 regions in Colorado.
Yeah.
And we were ahead of the curve, and we already had a community grant writer that is part of our staff, Tiffany Broderson. And the goal with that was, how can we help our constituents find funds? Because we want the available money to come to our area. We don't want it to go to Denver, you know, or some other state. And so she's worked with our small governments primarily, trying to help them with their large projects like water, sewer. So as all this money apparently comes down, we're prime to apply for it and help get some projects done. But she also was the co-chair for Rural Philanthropy Days, which was held a few weeks ago. And that's for nonprofits and, you know, all sorts of grant support, and the funders come down from the Front Range and actually see our communities. They took a tour of Silverton and Ignacio. Mm-hmm. And so she's involved with that as well. So on our website, we do have some grant checklists, grant criteria. You can outreach Tiffany. We do a monthly grant digest that she mm-hmm. emails out, which is a list of all available grants that we know of at that time. Mm-hmm. And so anybody can receive that. So it's been a huge service, and it just allows her to do all the research and have all the headaches. Yeah. And you can just wait for the email, and she will say, okay, here's the 3 in housing, the 10 sure. in what have you. And
I should contact her, because if there's any grants out there for 501c6s, because we're a C6, not a C3, which limits mm-hmm. us, you know, with because we advocate, you know, for business. But definitely a great resource, again, which Region 9 has many resources. And if somebody wants to look into grants, just contact Tiffany at the Region 9 office.
Yes, and her email is Tiffany, and it's with a Y, at region9edd.org.
One more time.
Tiffany with a Y. I should just spell it. TiffanY at region9edd.org. But you can also find a link to her on our website.
Yeah. And again, it just all the different information. And I remember during 416 fire, as well as during COVID, you know, partnering with Region 9, you guys really stepped it up, and we had the whole task force put together and all the things that you did, and working with Southwest COTA, and go on and on and on about that. We got to take a break, but when we come back, I do want to talk about the enterprise zone. So there, I've planted the seed. You guys got that in there? Yeah, we're going to talk about
yes.
Enterprise Zone. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.